I take some which have been read, and I thought I'd start with the elegy in memoriam Emma Eiermann, who was my Hausmeisterin, and the lines to Dr. Birk on his retiring from general practice. Gott sei Dank, wir haben jetzt einen neuen Gemeindearzt gekriegt. Ich war ganz hoffnungslos. Liebe Frau Emma, na, was hast du denn gemacht? You who always made such conscience of our comfort. Oh, how could you go and die? As if you didn't know that in a permissive age, so rife with envy, a housekeeper is harder to replace than a lover. And died too when we were thousands of miles away, leaving no one there to prune and transplant before the winter cold should set in. Good witch that you were, surely you should have foreseen the doom that your death would spell for your cats and ours. All had to be put away. You came with the house, you and your brother Josef, Sudetendeutsche, made homeless paupers when Czechs got their turn to be brutal. But catastrophe had failed to modernize you, child of the old world, in which to serve a master was never thought ignoble. Children of the new, we had to learn how to live in the older way, well tended and observed by loyal but critical eyes. From the first, I think you liked us, but to the last, assume most callers knocked with some evil intent. Now and again, you were right. When guests were coming, there was always the worry, would you disallow? Greeks in your censure were rogues, all teenagers delinquent. Nor were you ever one to behave your temper. Let youth pick a fruit or flower, out you would storm, arms whirling, screaming abuse in peasant German that startled Americans who had meant no harm. And after they'd gone for days, you would treat us to the sulks. But when in good form, how enchanting your shy grin, your soft cat language. No, no, Frau, dear Odling, we shall always be grateful. After Josef died, siblings can live in a bond as close as wedlock. You were all a mort, your one wish to rejoin him quickly. You have, and we're left with 10 years to consider, astonished at how vivid they are to recall. Du guter, schlaf in Ruhe. Lines to Dr. Birk on his retiring from general practice. When you first arrived in Kirchstetten, trains had long been taken for granted, but electric light was still a surprise, and as yet no one had seen a tractor. Today, after 45 years as you leave us, autobahns are a must, midwives are banished, and village doctors become museum pieces, like the horse and buggy. I regret. The specialist has his function, but to him we are merely banal examples of what he knows all about. The healer I faith is someone I've gossiped and drunk with before I call him to touch me, someone who admits how easy it is to misconster what our bodies are trying to say. For each one talks in a local dialect of its own that can alter during its lifetime. So children run high fevers on slight provocation, while the organs of old men suffer in silence. When summer plumps again, our usual sparrows will fip in the eaves of the patchless chestnuts near your old home. But none will ask, is Dr. Birk around to hear me? For nothing can happen to birds that has not happened before. We, though, are beasts with a sense of real occasion, of beginnings and endings, which is the reason we like to keep our clocks punctual, as nature's never is. Seasons she has, but no calendar. Thus, every year the strawberries ripen, and the autumn crocus flares into blossom on unpredictable dates. Such a schlumperei cannot be allowed an historian. With us, it's a point of honor to keep our birthdays and wedding days to rejoice or to mourn on the right one. Henceforth, the 1st of October shall be special for you and us, as the once when you quit the public realm to private your ways and snudge in a quiet you so deserve. Farewell, and do not wince at our sick world. 'Tis genuine in age to be happily selfish. Then I will read the original of the poem I wrote for the 20th anniversary of Josef Weinheber's death. Reaching my gate, a narrow lane from the village passes on into a wood. When I walk that way, it seems befitting to stop and look through the fence of your garden where, under the cirques they had to, they buried you like a loved old family dog. Categorized enemies 20 years ago, now next door neighbors, we might have become good friends, sharing a common ambit and love of the word. Over a golden cremza, had many a long language on syntax, commas, versification. Yes, yes, it has to be said, men of great damage and malengine took you up. Did they for long, though, take you in, who to Goebbels' offer of culture countered in Ruhrlossen? But ragtag bobtail prefer a stink, and the young condemn you unread. What had you ever heard of Franz Jägerstätter, the St. Radegund peasant, who said his lonely nine to the Aryan state was beheaded? Would your heart as Austrian poet have told you? Good care, of course, was taken. You should hear nothing. Be unprepared for a day that was bound to come, a season of dread and tears and dishevelment, when, transfixed by a nightmare, you destroyed yourself. Retribution was ever a bungler at it. Dies alles ist furchtbar hier nur schweigen gemäß. Unmarked by me, unmourned for, the hour of your death. Unhailed by you, the moment when Providence led, I first beheld Kirstetten on a pouring wet October day in a year that changed our cosmos. The annus mirabilis when parity fell. Already the realms that lost were properly warm and overeating. Their crimes the pedestrian private sought. Those nuisances, corpses and rubble long carted away. For their raped, the shock was fading. Their kidnapped physicists felt no longer homesick. Today we smile at weddings where bride and bridegroom were both born since the shadow lifted, or rather moved elsewhere. Never as yet has Earth been without her bad patch, some unplace with jobs for torturers. In what bars are they welcome? What girls marry them? Or her nutritive surface at peace all over? No one, so far as we know, has ever felt safe. And so in secret regions, good family men keep eye, devoted as monks, on apparatus inside which harmless matter turns homicidal. Here, though, I feel as at home as you did. The same short-lived creatures re-utter the same carefree songs. Orchards cling to the regime they know from April's rapid augment of colour till boisterous fall, when at each stammering gust apples thump the ground. Looking across our valley, where, hidden from view, Sickelbach tottles westward to join the Pershing, humanely modest in scale and mild in contour, conscious of grander neighbours to bow to, mountains soaring behind me, ahead a noble river. I would respect you also, neighbour and colleague, for even my English ear gets in your German the workmanship and the note of one who was graced to hear the viols playing on the impaled green, committed thereafter den Abgrund zu nennen. The passage in German are quotations from poems by Weinheber. Well, then I thought I might read a poem about Austria, which is not, it's not been translated. It's dedicated to any of you who know how to tell a Muslin. And it's called Stark Bewölkt. I'm no photophil who burns his body brown on beaches. Foolish, I find this fashion of modern surf-riding man. Let plants by all means sunbathe. It helps them to make their meals. Exposure, though, to ultraviolet vapids the brain, bids us be stodge and stupid. Still, safe in some sheltered shade or watching through a window, an aging male I demand to see a smiling summer, a sky bright and wholly blue, save for a drifting cloudlet like a dollop of whipped cream. This year, all is unthuswise. Oh, why so glum, weather god? Day after day we waken to be scolded by a scowl, venomous and vindictive, a flat, frowning Friday face, horrid as a hangover, and mean as well. If you must so disarray the heavens, at least you might let them rain. Water is always welcome, for trees to take neat and men to make brandy or beer with. But no, we don't get a drop. Dry you remain and doleful in a perpetual peak. Flowers mope, flowers are wretched, fowls mope, flowers are wretched, the raspberry canes are forced into philomania. To ignore you, not be cross, won't have to be either drunk, lit on amphetamines, or a feverish lover. Being dead sober all day, I find your bearing boorish. By 4 in the afternoon, frequently close the curtains to shut your shabbiness out. Who or what are you mad at? What has poor Austria done to draw such disapproval? The Beamterie, it's true, is as awful as ever. The drivers are dangerous. Standards of the Staatsoper steadily decline each year, and Wien's become provincial compared to the pride she was. Still, it's a cozy country, unracked by riots or strikes, and backward at drug-taking. I've heard of a dozen lands where life sounds far more ugsome, fitter goals for your disgust. I needn't name them, for you, whose gland circumspects the whole globe, ken at first hand what's cooking. Have done. What good does it do, dumb god, just to deject us? Foul our function maybe, but foul weather won't reform it. If you merely wish our world to mend its ways, remember, when happy, men on the whole behave a wee bit better. When unhappy, always worse. And then finish with two Clary Hughes. Clary Hugh is a form was invented at the beginning of the century by Clay Hugh Bentley, and it consists of four lines, rhymed AA, BB, but the first line must end with a proper name. So here too. The Geheimrat in Goethe made him all the curter with Leute who were leery of his colour theory. When the young Kant was told to kiss his aunt, he obeyed the categorical must, but only just.